Still in Africa, political deadlock continues in Zimbabwe, even as a cholera epidemic spreads, Chris Altieri reports.
Zimbabwe's 84-year-old President Robert Mugabe dismissed U.S. and British calls for his resignation on Tuesday and promised to continue with plans to nationalize remaining industries in his country. U.S. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick says Mugabe's disastrous policies are to blame for the damage to Zimbabwe's economy.
In terms of nationalizing the industry, I haven't seen the quotation, but I just have to wonder, what industry? What's left? 90% unemployment, 1 million% annual inflation. What is left to nationalize? I mean, this isn't a case of somebody driving the economy into a ditch. It's over a cliff.
The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, airlifted emergency supplies to Zimbabwe on Monday to combat a cholera epidemic that has claimed upward of 1,000 lives and threatens as many as 60,000 others, as well as to assist pregnant women who are at risk because of the country's collapsed health system. I'm Chris Altieri.